Yeah, I was just a student asked me a question this past week, and it brought me back to something we said, because we mentioned in the Rambam in Perek Aleph the fact that the Rambam says what's his lashon there, that this let me just get it. Yeah. Utfila shekeneged tamid shel boker hi hanikreis tfila shachris, right? Utfila shekeneged tamid shel bein abayim hi hanikreis tfilas mincha. So we said that not only does it show you that there's a chalo shame to each tfila, but we said it makes sense that the Rambam's telling you that since the tefillos are keneged tamidim tiknum, that should be your kavana. That you're not just being mispalel in the morning, but you're being mispalel shacharis. It's keneged tamidim. It's carbon translated into tefillo. So therefore you should have a certain kavana. So a student asked me, we were doing the Rambams in Perek Gimel, and it's funny, I didn't even make the point. He picked up on it. It was pretty good. He said, oh, it comes out according to the Rambam, right, that you could be Mispalel Mincha Mariv in the same time zone, which is correct. Right, because he could be mispal mincha ad shkia sachama, and since tefillas arvis is reshus ein medaktikin bizmana, you could be mispal mariv arvis earlier, kodem shkia sachama. So he asked if that. It's funny. First, he asked me, "Is that true?" So I said, "Yeah, you're right. Of course, that's true." Going to the Rambam. So he said to me, so how do you know which one's Mincha and which one's Marav? Now just imagine a guy. He's not, let's make believe, he's not saying Bircha. You know, let's just keep it simple. He just does two Amidas. That's it. Forget about Birchas Kriyat Shema. So how do you know which one's Mincha, which one's Marav? So I said to him, no, the halacha is that since tefillos keneged tamidim tiknum, you're supposed to have kavana and be koveya the shame hatfila. Then now I'm being mispalel a tefila keneged the tamid shel bein arbayim. And that's how you identify it. That's the proper way to do it. What do you think? Just saying, we'll see when we get to that Gemara over there with the case of the Tashlumen by Motzi Shabbos to Shachros in the morning on Amud Beis. But right, I'm saying right now, I think that's the correct answer. I think that's the simple way to answer it.
Right, yeah, here.
Yeah, and based on that, let me go one step further. I can't be positive, but it would seem to me, maybe based on that, we could understand the Yerushalmi that the Rush quoted. Because the Yerushalmi learns the opposite of our Gemara. Meaning, the Yerushalmi says like this, that the only way you could say that Ne'ila is Poter Arvis is only if you hold its Rishus. Which, of course, the Rush wants to use to show that there must be a mitzvah. That Rishus doesn't just mean blanket Rishus. It's just Rishus in a different sense. But really, it's a mitzvah. But and the Yerushalmi holds that if you hold that Tfilas Arvis is Chova, then the Ela can't be poter it at all. The opposite of our Gemara. So we asked the question last week. We didn't answer it. We went to the end of the Rush, you know, because I wanted to show you how the Rif, how the Bahag and the Rif get out of the Rush's Kasha. But the question is, well, what's going on here? What's the question here between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli? Our Gemara is just the opposite. The Gemara says that if it's Rishus, then you don't need Ne'ilah to be Poter. There's no idea like that at all. It doesn't make sense. You don't need a Pator. But it only makes sense, Rav's statement, if you hold the Mar Arvis is Chova. Then you could say Ne'ilah is Poter Arvis. You have a Chovas Arvis, and this is being Poter. So it's really a real machlokas. Opposite ideas, completely opposite. According to Yerushalmi, if it's Chova, then it's impossible to be Poter. And according to the Bavli, only when it's Chova is such a halacha like that even possible. That's a pretty straightforward machlokas. So the question is, what's that machlokas? I was thinking like this, that the Yerushalmi holds that Arvis is a Chaloshem, just like Shachar and Mincha and Musaf is a Chaloshem, and Tfilas Ne'ilah is a Chaloshem. So therefore they hold that if you hold that Arvis is Chova, then there's a real Chaloshem Arvis. Tfilas Arvis. So then it's impossible that Ne'ilah could be Poter Arvis. It's the wrong shame tefillah. You're chayev in a chefzer shel Arvis. So how can Ne'ilah be Poter it? It's not possible. That's the Yerushalmi. But the Bavli holds that there really isn't a Chaloshem Arvis. It's a Tfilas Rishus. It's really a Rishus and a Dava. Yeah, one second. Let me change that a little bit. I didn't mean the way I said it. The Bavli holds that there is no shame Arvis, because the shame emerges from the carbon. There is no carbon Arvis. It's just a tefillah that must, there's just a whether I don't care whether you hold Rishus or Chova. Let's say you say Chova. So Chova means that you have to produce a entity of tefillah, Bizman Marv, Bizman Arvis, Bizman Ha'erev. So therefore, since that's true, so Ne'ilah could be Poter. Because you have a Chova to be Mespalel, to be Omei Lifnei Hashem Ba'erev. And now you're producing a Tfilah Ba'erev. So therefore it could be Poter. It doesn't have, and there's, Marav doesn't have a specific shame. It's simply halacha in a chefza shel tefillah. But it doesn't take on an a real identity. And I think we notice, by the way, that the Rambam doesn't ever say that. See, he says, "Tefillah shekeneged tamid shel boger, he hanikrei shachris. Tefillah shekeneged tamid shel bein arbayim, he hanikrei tefillas mincha. Tefillah shekeneged musafin, he hanikrei tefillas musafin." But he never says that by arvis, because the shame only is when it corresponds to a carbon. But the Yerushalmi disagrees. Yerushalmi holds that the Chachamim gave it a shame. They gave it an identity. And since they gave it an identity, you can't be poter a different tefillah. That's what they hold. They hold there's an identity to each tefillah. And the Bavli holds no. There's really only an identity to Shachris, Mincha, and Musaf. Those are the only tefillahs that really have an identity. Everything else really is a generic. It could be a chova. It doesn't have to be rishus. That's a different question. It doesn't have a specific chal shame. It's just a shame tefillah. But the Yerushalmi disagrees. That's what I think the question is. So it'll come out that, back to the other thing with Mincha Maariv, it'll come out that you really only need a kavana when you be mispal Mincha. But really, when you do a follow with Maariv doesn't really need a specific kavana of designating a shame. That's only by Mincha, or Shachars, Musaf, but not by Maariv. And that'll be the Machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. But according to Yerushalmi, if you hold Rishus, Rishus means it's simply a Tfilas Nadava. That's what it really means. It's really a Tfilas Nadava. It's just a Tfilas Nadava Bizman Ha'erev. But that's right. That's why according to Yerushalmi, if you hold Rishus, that's exactly when you could say Ne'ilah is poter. Because you could say that Ne'ilah is poter, your obligation, the chova that we took upon ourselves to be mispal in the dava b'erev. So Ne'ilah satisfies that nadava. That chovas minhag. The chovas minhag it satisfies. In other words, what was the minig? The minig was to be omei lifnei Hashem, to be mispalel ba'erev. And in fact, that's what we did when we do Ne'ilah. But according to the Bavli, there's never a shame. And that's why the Bavli really focuses on the question of, what do you mean by poter if you don't have a chiyuv? It's focused on that halachic problem. How can you say poter there if there's no chova? So it has to be according to the mandama chova. And just to come back, to the riff. So definitely, like what I showed you at the end of last week. Yeah, it seems like the Riff really is learning. He's learning like the Yerushalmi. He has a whole different Gemara. By the case of Ne'ilah, he doesn't have his Akasha. On the contrary, according to the Manda Omar, who says, according to Rav, that it's Rishus, Rav's halacha is according to Litameh, to his own Shita, Lishitase. That Nila's poter because Mariv Arvis is a chova. In fact, that's what Rishus means, as we explained last week. That's the Reb Chaim, you know, based on the Reb Chaim. It is a chefta shel chova. Except Rishus just means it has a very wide-ranging matir not to do it. It's practically Rishus. But in its etzem achefta is chova. It's a tefilas chova. And that's why the Rif says, he just quotes Rav straight up, that Ni'ila is poter. He doesn't have what the Bavli has. It. That's Akasha. Not Akasha at all. It makes perfect sense. Okay, good.